we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, generous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe at 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendelSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Uganda Red Cross Society increases its care of children in need. In ecology news, the Kingdom of Jordan looks to increase green areas with an innovative water box. In animal welfare news, a group travels to 40 cities in the United States promoting compassion for Arakko inhabitants. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 2nd, is the National Day of Macedonia, also known as St. Elijah's Day, honoring the country's efforts towards independence in 1903. This mountainous and scenic southeastern European nation is home to Lake Ohrid, one of the world's oldest lakes formed between 4 and 10 million years ago. It is part of the natural and cultural heritage of the Ohrid region, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. In addition, the town of Ohrid is among the most ancient human settlements in Europe. Macedonia's other protected locales include the Ezereni Bird Sanctuary, which is habitat for more than 120 species of birds. We wish all citizens of Macedonia a splendid National Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching-Hai International Association relief news from South Korea. In mid-July, days of heavy torrential rains inundated South Gyeongsang and South Jala provinces, leaving 10 people perished or missing, with hundreds of rural residents affected.
Immediately donating $20,000, Supreme Master Ching-Hai asked our nearby association members to help and comfort the most vulnerable with all her love and prayers. Upon checking with regional governments, our South Korean relief team found that while many families had been helped already, some still awaited aid.
It's all sold out, but it's not possible to sell it. 50% 이상이 이러니.
On July 20th, our association's relief team helped to clear a flooded farm and salvage the crops of elderly farmers. A hospital visit was also made to an injured elder who had lost his wife to the rains. He thanked Supreme Master Ching-Hai for the gift of $2,000 and her book, From Crisis to Peace. Next, the relief team helped repair damaged houses in the hard-hit Sachon County.
일부 그 피해 지역 중에서 주택 뒤에 그 토사가 밀려가지고 그런 그 피해가 발생한 집들이 상당히 많이 있는데요. 거기 같은 경우는 그 장비, 굴삭기 같은 이제 장비가 들어가는 것도 상당히 어려운 경우가 많이 있거든요. 그런 데에는 인력 지원이 상당히 그 필요한데 이렇게 그 칭하이 무상사의 국제협회에서 오셔가지고 봉사를 해준다는 거에 대해서 상당히 이제 고맙게 생각을 하고요.
집이 이렇게 무너져서 아무 정황도 없는데 참 이렇게 알아가지고 이렇게 도와주셔서 감사합니다.
Traveling to the isolated island of Gayado, the relief team piled sandbags to prevent further landslides, then visited a bereaved family and an elderly living alone, sharing also information about the urgent vegan solution to climate change.
오셔가지고 여기 저 싸주고 전이해가지고 참 고마워요. 어쩌다 말할 수가 없습니다.
또한 칭하이 무상사님께서 저희 개화도의 그 유족님들에게 금일봉을 이렇게 전달해 주셨는데 마음으로부터 진심으로 감사를 드립니다.
정말 이런 단체가 있다는 게 너무 고맙고 그래요.
With appreciation for the South Korean regional government's assistance to people in need, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her timely loving aid from afar, as well as our association's relief team for their conscientious efforts. We pray for the steady recovery of the storm affected and the minimizing of such disasters through our eco-friendlier ways.
Tornado whirls through Russia's Far East. At least one person perished and 28 others were injured, with several who were hospitalized after a giant tornado struck Blagoveshchensk in the Amur Oblast region, some 8,000 kilometers east of Moscow, on Sunday, July 31st. Saying that it was the first ever twister to hit a Russian city, meteorologist Alexander Golubev stated that this one touched down for a full 13 minutes, leaving some buildings demolished, others with roofs torn off and over 100 vehicles tossed into the air as trees were uprooted and power lines down. Local officials declared a state of emergency and dispatched military cadets and other emergency crews to help with cleanup and repairs. Municipal spokesperson Denis Kozlov said that there appeared to be no impact to the nearby Chinese city of Heihe, located across the Amur River.
Sending her loving sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is needed and to go, if possible, to render assistance to the worst hit. She also said that financial aid is available for urgent necessities.
Our appreciation, Russian officials, military and others, for your care and assistance, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted concern. May the storm affected be graced with a smooth recuperation to the regularity of daily life, as we pray for the lessening of such extremes through our concerted efforts of greater kindness in a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
vào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lúc túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu cũng phận mới xin làm sao loạn tiếng thế chìm mau loạn ra đồng dương dài chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông nước túc theo sau mẹ khi lông tơ vừa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phịnh mới xin làm sao chớp loạn tiếng thế chìm mau loạn ôi con thơ ở lại hôm mẹ đã nát tan ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 540. Be vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People continue in their calls for basic freedoms, human rights, job opportunities, and democratic participation as they march in countries that include Bahrain, China, Germany, Iraq, Libya, Syria, and Yemen.
China. Clashes erupted in the Xinjiang region on Sunday, July 31st, with the Germany-based World Uyghur Congress reporting from local witnesses that 100 members of the Uyghur ethnic community were peacefully protesting recent police crackdowns and demanding information on the status of missing relatives when police opened fire, with a community spokesperson telling US-based Associated Press that 20 activists were killed and 12 others injured.
Iraq. Tribal leaders have spoken out against a joint U.S.-Iraqi raid on July 29th that killed the head of a Rafayat tribe along with two of his family members, while injuring seven others, including four women. A spokesperson for the U.S. military, which has some 50,000 troops still stationed in the country to help train local security personnel, stated that the incident was under investigation.
Libya and Germany. On Sunday, Germany's foreign ministry ordered a senior Libyan diplomat to leave the country due to his stated allegiance to the Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi.
Syria. In a special session of the UN Security Council on Monday, Security General Ban Ki-moon expressed deep concern over recent reports of escalated violence in the country, as the US, French, Turkish, and British governments also spoke out against the government crackdowns. In a statement on Sunday, US President Barack Obama said he was appalled by the use of force against the people and reaffirmed his nation's solidarity with the Syrian people.
With grief for the precious lives lost and fellow humans injured and suffering, we pray that the conflicts may cease in all nations for people everywhere to choose shared safety, dignity, and freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, if the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will.
We don't have to go on snatching land, nor have we to hurry on converting man. It's not how many in a belief system is what become of them. It's not the name of a religious order, it's what we make of the name. It's not how crowded a religion, it's how much into world peace their contribution. It's not our words, is rather louder our actions. What is going to be our legend in the long history of humans? Will it be right and just? Will it be noble and benevolent? Or just a grim picture soaked in anguished bloody paint? Why always boast about our heavenly root? Oh, almighty God's beloved children, while our life is tainted with all evils, while our survival is the cause of others' extinction, what is the mark of the chosen? Is it just the blood stain on your hands, be it from animals or men?
Excerpt from a poem by Supreme Master Ching Hai, The Real Love.
Let peace be here now.
All on board survived plane crash in Latin America's Guyana. Just after midnight on Saturday, July 30th, a Caribbean Airlines flight attempting to land at the Cherry-Jagan International Airport instead made severe impact with the runway, then slid through a chain-link fence before halting just short of a 200-foot ravine. Despite its fuselage being completely fractured into two pieces, all 163 passengers and crew members survived. As the panicked people on board scrambled in the dark to emerge from the plane, they were met by a medical team and other arriving rescue workers, with Health Minister Leslie Ramsamy reporting to Agence France-Presse that one passenger was treated for a broken leg while several others sustained minor injuries. Expressing deep gratitude that no one perished in the accident, Guyanese President Barat Jagdeo also promised that a full investigation would be conducted. We join in thankfulness for the general safety of the passengers and crew and for the caring efforts of the rescue teams, wishing the injured a speedy recovery and that all may celebrate life in the loving company of family and friends.
Save Our Planet, a report by United Nations scientists published in the July 28, 2011 issue of Marine Ecology Progress series, finds that despite the rapid growth of protected land and marine areas worldwide, significant biodiversity loss continues due to natural resources still being consumed by humans at an unsustainable rate.
Save Our Planet. Severe drought in China's central province of Hunan as of the end of July 2011 leaves 290,000 people short of water, with fire engines delivering drinking water to Yongzhou City, where supplies have run out, while nearly 17,000 hectares of crops lie ruined due to the lack of rain.
Of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We're happily following a plant-based diet, here to share a tip on canine companion safety.
If you will be taking your loyal friend in the car during hot weather, consider doing so when it's a cooler part of the day, like early morning or closer to sunset.
It's also good to have a supply of water and a bowl in case your sweet traveling companion gets thirsty.
Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now, the weather from around the world.
Thank you. humanitarian news, the Uganda Red Cross Society, or URCS, enhances its care of children in need. URCS is expanding its assistance for HIV or AIDS programs for orphans, disadvantaged children, and those living with AIDS. The additional areas included in the project include Mapichi, Tungamo, Bushenyi, and Wakiso. In addition, schooling, educational materials, and vocational training are being supplied to the youngsters by URCS. Our sincere appreciation, Uganda Red Cross Society, for your dedicated assistance. May these initiatives bring many benefits to beautiful children of the nation, with heaven's blessings.
In ecology news, the Kingdom of Jordan takes measures to increase green areas. The Jordanian Ministry of Agriculture and Desert Tulip, a Dutch-Jordanian company, are working together on a tree planting project in desert areas, according to an article in the Jordan Times. This is being facilitated by utilization of the low-tech mechanical device, the Groasis Water Box, created by Dutch inventor Mr. Pieter Hof. It won the prestigious Popular Science 2010 Best Innovation of the Year award. Mr. Abdullah Khodrouj, a farmer who has been using the water box, noted, "For each sapling I usually use more than 20 liters of water every 10 days. But after I used the device in my farm in Jirash, I used only 10 liters of water in 90 days to irrigate one sapling." Congratulations on this earth-loving endeavor, Jordan and Desert Tulip. May verdant greenery evermore flourish in this exquisite land. Up next on Noteworthy News, Mercy for Animals travels to over 40 cities to deliver its message of compassion. We'll feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more mind-soothing news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, auspicious news for a lucky world. In animal welfare news, a group travels the United States promoting compassion for our co-inhabitants. Mercy for Animals, or MFA, has visited over 40 cities on its farm-to-fridge tour. Devoted to safeguarding farmed animals, the nonprofit seeks to raise public awareness about the treatment endured by animals in factory farms, hatcheries, and slaughterhouses. To share the vital information, MFA employed a mobile multimedia advocacy center. It features a custom-built truck retrofitted with 2-meter 80-inch TV screens on the outside, speakers, and billboard-sized banners. During the day, the vehicle circled city centers, parking for educational outreach events. It concluded in the evenings with screenings of MFA's powerful farm-to-fridge documentary film, narrated by Oscar nominee James Cromwell. College campuses and festivals were also visited. Mr. Phil Letton, the project's coordinator, described his experiences while the campaign was in downtown Portland, Oregon.
And doing this tour has made me more optimistic about the future. I've seen that most people care about animals, including farmed animals, and I've spoken to numerous people all across the country who have been moved to adopt a vegan diet after viewing the film.
Several individuals in Portland who had volunteered to help MFA share the many reasons to adopt plant-based eating.
I have a great belief that most people love animals, they love the environment, they don't want to put carcinogens in their bodies, and they don't want grain to be wasted where we could be feed all of our brothers and sisters on this planet.
We do it for the animals, we do it for our health, and of course the environment.
Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Phil Letton, Mercy for Animals, and all volunteers for your devoted commitment to protecting farmed animals and encouraging the cruelty-free diet. May your work help many individuals decide to choose the vegan lifestyle for a sustainable planetary future.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Busy.
Disciple, the day before yesterday you said you were busy. Okay, I saw you calling the world and working at your desk. Yesterday you said you're even more busy. Okay, I saw you having a conference, answering letters, and moving stuff to a new place. Today you said you're extremely busy, but I caught you sitting all night, all day, doing nothing.
Master, yes, that's when I do the most work.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, here's hoping that very soon the world will turn into a benevolent and compassionate home for all the sentient beings under your divine guidance and love. Debbie from Exeter, England.
Hi Debbie, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Bless Debbie. Thank you for your loving message. I also pray for a beautiful and peaceful future for all beings. With God's manifold blessings to you and all the noble-spirited people of England. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May divine love fill your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Marking the 12th anniversary of his reign, King Mohammed of Morocco renews calls for normalized relations with neighboring Algeria, as he also pledges to work towards the formation of the Arab Maghreb Union for an integrated North Africa.
Orlax of Vietnam's National Assembly appoints new officers to the Council of Ethnic Minorities, whose members represent and assist the development of more than 50 ethnic groups in the country through policies to improve quality of life as well as cultural preservation.
While excavating a temple at the Tel Tayinat ancient site in Turkey, Canadian archaeologists discover a 2,800-year-old intact and beautifully carved stone lion that stands nearly 1.2 meters tall.
The Chinese government sends an additional 1,000 sewing machines to Fiji in a continued effort to help lift rural women from poverty as they obtain skills and livelihoods that benefit their families and communities.
Hollywood actress Eva Longoria promotes the documentary The Harvest, which portrays the lives of migrant workers' children in the USA who work long hours in crop fields with very low pay to raise awareness and help end child labor in the country.
As the cargo passenger vessel MV Asia Malaysia began to capsize in strong waves off the coast of Iloilo in the Philippines, the Philippine Coast Guard and other independent boats safely rescue all 178 passengers and crew on board.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.